listener production.
Hi, it's Madeleine Larson here with the news briefing. All eyes on the opposition today as Labor hands down its policy costings days before we head to the polls. The coalition unveiled on Tuesday its election promises will cost $2.3 billion. ANU School of Politics Professor John Warhurst says it'll be pretty straightforward.
Labor, believing that it's still in front in the election race, will be trying to present a very responsible face to the Australian electorate. One of consolidation rather than gimmicks.
Meantime, the PM has thanked a young boy for being a good sport and says he's in good form after bowling him over during a soccer match. Scott Morrison joined in on a kids' game in Tasmania with his eyes on the ball yesterday before he bowled the child over. He's not the first political leader to do so. UK PM Boris Johnson accidentally knocked over a kid in Japan in 2015 during a touch football match when he was Mayor of London. We're due to find out today the latest unemployment rate. Economists are predicting we could see the jobless figure fall below the 48-year low of 4%. And overseas, we've been given an update on the China Eastern Airlines crash that tragically killed all 132 people on board. There are multiple reports that US officials have found it may have been intentionally put into a nosedive. Investigators have so far found no technical or mechanical issues with the Boeing 737-800. Former Knights coach reckons they might be rushing Anthony Milford's debut against Brisbane tonight. The veteran playmaker, who hasn't played at the top level in nearly 9 months, will run on in the halves after training strongly over the past 5 weeks. Michael Hagan reckons he'll definitely be fired up against his old club.
That's part of it, but that won't help him if he's gasping for air, if he can't get off the line and keep making his tackles.
James Hurd is making a return to the coaching box for the first time since the turmoil of Essendon's drug saga. As he assists Giants interim Mark McVay, North Melbourne great Wayne Carey downplayed suggestions that Hurd is ready to re-enter the senior coaching ranks.
Being away from the game, which has evolved unbelievably, it evolves every year, let alone every 7 years, I think is just ridiculous.
And from singer to swim star, Cody Simpson has finally scored a spot on the national swimming team after coming third in the 100-metre butterfly trials. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, grey skies for Brisbane, a max of 24, while it's patchy showers for the Gold Coast and 23, mostly sunny skies for Sydney, 19 the top, partly cloudy for Melbourne, a max temp of 15, Hobart, a possible shower and 14, mostly sunny for Adelaide, 18 the max, Perth, patchy showers and 22. And get your election news and analysis via the Listener app. Head to the Discover tab and click on Your Vote 22.
Listener.